Study co-chair Craig French says they went into their research knowing the city has the highest rate of extreme poverty among African Americans and Hispanics in the nation.
Behind this study was that backdrop all the way through, understanding that we could not focus on the world of work without talking and thinking about the folks who are unable to access that to provide for themselves and their families.
The study's other co-chair, Mel Menon, says barriers to employment range from lack of transportation or childcare to the larger misalignment between job seekers and opportunities. She suggests employers look more closely at their hiring practices.
They might find that some of the things they write into a job description could, in effect, create a barrier to somebody who might be a great fit but would be discouraged from applying. There could be requirements that are listed that aren't rigid requirements. And if you were to turn it over or look at it sideways, you might see opportunities.
Menon says the barriers continue into the application process. She says there are several steps along the way that could eliminate job seekers even before they have a chance to interview.
Every step of the way, there's an opportunity for somebody to fail because they may not meet a certain requirement, or they may not make it past a phone screening, or they may not make it past just the phase of submitting their resume electronically. Whereas if somebody were to sit down and have a conversation with a prospective applicant, they may say, wow, you really seem to fit this line of work, the context of our work environment.
So how can the area bridge the gap? Menon says one idea is participatory economic development, where more businesses and residents talk through what will best meet the community's needs.
We need real-time intelligence. We need people who are out in the wild, who are out in the private sector, who run businesses and have jobs to offer, and bring them into the process. And at the same time, bringing in people who have not been at those tables to talk about economic development activity in their communities, in their neighborhoods, literally block by block.
She says that approach could include a navigator, someone seen as a neighborhood leader.
The navigator is the person on the block that everybody knows everything, or is a portal of information, or knows what questions to ask, or has observed people on the street as they've been growing up, and has things that they can say about where you might find an alignment or a match that would be a good match for individuals, but also for the businesses in the community.
Details on the navigator concept are still being worked out. This fall, the study co-chairs plan to take their findings into a variety of business and community settings to discuss ways to link people to jobs. Scott Willis, WAER News.